All right, so it's been a while, I suppose, and I hope you're doing good with your businesses. My name is Simon. Hello. Thank you so much for joining us on Business in 15, our weekly podcast here, our division group. We hope you're holding strong with your business. Of course, this is the only platform where you can get all the different ideas and tips, plus also expert analysis, or you'd want to call them views, that can help you support your business. So we find ourselves into the Easter holiday, which ideally starts when? Starts on Friday, because it's a whole long 4 days for you to rest with your family, enjoy and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But most importantly, there's a lot of spending that will be happening. Now, this spending will affect you, that is going to push out the money, but also the different businesses that are going to be selling different products will be waiting to take your money if you spend it without planning. This week, we want to talk to Vincent Kagame. He is a business expert, and we want to talk about the upcoming Easter holiday season and what customers need to do to spend wisely, but also for you, the business person, what you need to do to set yourself for the potential clients that will be on the lookout. Vincent, thank you so much for joining us on Business in 15 this week.
Good to hear from you, sir.
Great. Good to hear from you too, indeed. I always start with this question, and I want to ask you, how are businesses doing generally?
We are anticipating good sales, driven by high demand. So we are expecting that this high demand will drive prices to go up. Yes. So this season, we are hoping that from individual point of view, more people should prioritize financial responsibility in terms of avoiding falling into debt traps.
Yes.
By overspending.
All right. So we'll get into that shortly. But I'm just triggered by the fact that in a few months ago we had people say there's less money to spend, and now we find ourselves in the Easter holiday where we have to spend. What do we have to do now?
Normally there's less money to spend. That's why we are saying that we should strategize. Because this thing, it is the season time, and normally it goes with some spending because of happiness that comes with the season. But that's why we are calling up that let's strategize and see how best can you minimize unnecessary expenses for you to remain on float as a business, and from the individual point of view that you should be able to push to the next level.
Okay. All right. Yes. So like we said, the conversation will you know, handle individuals, but also the business people. Yeah. So yes. Let us start with the customers or the would-be customers. What are some of the things they must do as they plan to spend money? Remember, this holiday is coming just right at the end of the month. So somehow people have been paid. So, you know, you might end up spending all the money in 4 days, yeah? What are some of the things they're supposed to do through this holiday, these 4 days, to spend but also ensure that they save some money?
From the consumer's point of view,
yes,
we are suggesting that you should prioritize needs over wants.
Needs over wants.
Yes.
So what are the needs?
Needs, those are the ones that you need to survive.
Yes.
While the wants are the desire you want.
So which
we are saying that for the needs,
yes,
if you need them to survive, at least you should prioritize those over maybe unnecessary desires that you can push maybe to a later stage.
Yes.
Yes. That's then in order for you to do that,
yeah,
you need to maybe look at where the discounts, in terms of which businesses are offering discounts that will help you to spend less on these needs that you need to survive. Yes. Then you look at maybe which tempting promotions are going on during this season.
Yes.
Because those are the ones that will at least guide you on which products you should go for, and you leave out these unnecessary or the desires that you can push to a later stage.
Okay.
Then we would maybe encourage, this is the time you should focus on maybe social e-commerce.
What is that exactly?
That would involve competitive prices.
Okay, okay.
Where can you get competitive prices? So that would require you as an individual to be on the lookout. Which businesses are offering favorable prices that are within your means, that you will not overspend.
Yes.
Yes. Then you can explore group buying.
Okay.
As an individual, maybe if you buy in bulk, there are normally discounts that come with that kind of group buying.
Mm.
So as an individual in this festive season, if you are able to at least maybe buy in groups, then you will be able to save certain cost of product.
Yes.
Yeah. Then would you encourage maybe you revise in terms of budget wisely? How do you ensure that you, if you are to spend, you spend something within your budget? Because with excitement, some people can overspend, which will lead to financial stress. So, for you going into this Easter season, you should be able at least to work within the budget so that you don't overspend.
Mm.
Yeah. Then also you can look at rewards in terms of which companies offer rewards. You know, some of companies do, maybe you have been getting rewards for the service you have been using. So you can redeem these rewards for you to reduce on your expenses.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I think for individual point of view, if you can look in those areas, then you should be able at least to spend wisely.
Okay.
Or you should just avoid impulse purchases.
That's great. Oh, so I like the fact that you pull out, you know, those pointers for the listeners to pay attention to, and the customers as well, as they go out there to shop, some of the things they must do. And like I said earlier, the holidays here, but it's coming around a time when guys have just been paid their monthly pay, for those who are monthly earners, yeah, salaries have come through, and people have to spend the money and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The question should be, before we move on, is, so should people also go ahead and, you know, first pay off the different bills? Is that like one of the ways to ensure that you're not under financial stress at the end of the day?
That's why we identify the budget wisely.
Yes.
So if you have not budgeted, if you had not counted for those extra costs that you incurred, then you should maybe not go for that. But if the expenses were on your budget, then you can go for it.
Mm.
Yeah, so here the emphasis should be budget wisely. So if you have not budgeted for it, you can leave it for a later period.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, great. So we've handled the customers now. So let's now share, you know, what the business people that are then targeting these potential clients, what are some of the things they must do to reap or make some money through this Easter holiday?
Yes, for the businesses, we are looking at maybe it's time to embrace e-commerce business. Here we are looking at maybe as a business you can launch Easter special promotions.
Okay.
This helps you to drive sales. So each business can offer discounts, maybe promotions, in order to encourage shoppers to make orders, you know.
Mm.
So if as a small business, how do you offer discounts to increase your sales during this period?
Yes.
Then you can look at, maybe it is time you look at the mobile experience. in terms of smartphones, most of our people are now using smartphones.
Mm.
Now, as a business, how do you create convenience in terms of mobile shopping? So that product you are offering, can it be, maybe you can allow mobile payment options.
That's right.
Then you can maybe put product description on these products you are offering in order for you to create customer satisfaction.
Mm.
So we are looking at different opportunities in which these businesses can apply to create maybe better sales.
Mm.
Now, if you are to go for this e-commerce, maybe you look at your business to customer. How can you handle that? Then if it is business to business, this discount you are offering, will it drive your sales? Or you can focus maybe customer to customer. Or you can do customer to business. So it's an individual business to look at their strategic strength on which areas they should focus at in order for them to drive sales.
Okay.
The other area could be maybe you promote cross-selling or selling up through recommendations. Because now, we are saying as a business entity, you are targeting maybe high-end products in terms of better versions or models you can use to reach your customers.
Mm.
Now, these are maybe high price points. So if you have to look at the so-called middle-income earners.
Yes.
So if that is your target, then how do you reach? That is the cross-selling. Now, we have, you can maybe cut out displays in terms of how better can you display your product.
Yes.
As a business entity, you need maybe to improve on your display than what you have been doing. That's why you see some of these smaller businesses can now display products out maybe on the Zalanda. So to attract more customers and increase sales. Then with this kind of mobile technology and the advancement of technology, we can recommend maybe email marketing. As a business person, as a business entity, how do you create a customer-centric special discount in terms of personalizing your products, or how do you save time for you to reach the next client, or how do you build a brand reputation, or you foster a customer loyalty? So in this kind of email marketing can help the company within this Easter period to create that special bond within the client.
Okay.
Then another area would be maybe you focus on the customer service. In terms of, as a business, how do you create the customer experience? By bridging the gap between the business and its customers. How do you do that? By maybe offering long-term priorities.
Yes.
So if you are to offer that kind of discount, how long are you going to do this? Is it only for this Easter period, or we are looking maybe to extend beyond the Easter season? So that can can create a long-term relationship between the business and the customer.
Okay.
Then if you are to offer customer payment solutions, as a business, how does this help you increase sales? Buy now and pay later, you can offer something like of that nature during this festive season.
Mm.
You allow people buy products, maybe can pay after the festive, depending on if the business will be able to remain in operation. So that is something these small businesses can look into in order for them to create that customer payment solution.
Okay.
Rather than focusing on maybe cash, that maybe some of these businesses are, or some of the customers are struggling with.
Okay.
then maybe for other area you can maybe, how can this small business collaborate with the influencers within this festive season in terms of tapping into the digital marketing strategies?
Yes.
This will help them to boost their branding, visibility. Maybe you engage with the target audience in order for you to increase your volume sales.
Mm-hmm.
So we are assuming that within this Easter period, if maybe the business, the product or service you are offering, then you can incorporate with an influencer, then you can generate for you maybe more revenue, and at the end of the day you can increase your profitability.
Okay.
And you are able to grow the business.
All right, so the other thing that I would want to ask you, which most probably you should have maybe, you know, mentioned, is the issue of extended opening of the shop. So let's say you've been running your business at about 6 p.m., but with the huge demand that we anticipate, would it be wise for someone to maybe extend the opening to about maybe 8 p.m. or 10 p.m.?
Yeah, that is what we identified maybe as the customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it will depend on the individual business, and that will be determined by the demand. In case if you are offering a product that is on demand, then there is a high demand for the product, then you can extend the time.
Okay.
But we are saying that, you know, time is money. So if there is no demand for the product and you extend time, then you may incur an extra cost.
Okay.
So that extension should be determined by
the demand
okay. for the product you are offering.
All right, so as we head straight into the long weekend, what is your message to the listeners of Business in 15 podcast, but also generally?
I want to wish them a business season.
Yeah.
And encourage them to spend responsibly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the business cycle continues after Easter, so we shouldn't spend much now.
Mm.
We still let's spend within the budget limit, then we are able to continue and grow businesses to a longer period.
That's great. Vincent, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And I guess from myself and the team here at Business in 15 podcast at New Vision, we should be saying happy Easter to you and your family. Yeah?
Thank you.
All right. Wish you well. And to our dear listeners of Business in 15 podcast, we hope you learned a thing or so about how you can make money for those of you that are running your businesses, but also for those of you that are looking to shop. Vincent, you know, clearly puts out some of the things that you need to do out there to help you make wise decisions or smart shopping. That's it for Business in 15 this week. Thank you so much for your time. My name is Simon Okitela. I'll be back again with some other interesting topic. Until then, I wish you a happy holiday. Enjoy it with your family and spend wisely. Bye for now.